Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ray Fittipaldo, an hour from now. 45 minutes from right now, midweek morning mouth off. We'd love doing that. Who are you rooting for in the Super Bowl? Simple question, but we want a long and a involved answer as to that. Who are you rooting for in the Super Bowl? Midweek morning mouth off. Duncan, right now, go grab it. It's the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. We are that Fan Morning Show, presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Aaron Rodgers, Pat McAfee, they sat down. They had some things to talk about. Rodgers talking about a decision.
Yeah, it's a real thing, 100%. And that's why I think it's going to be important to get through this week and then, to take my, my isolation retreat and just to be able to contemplate all things my future and then make a decision that I feel like is best for me moving forward and in the highest interest of my happiness and then move forward.
What's isolation retreat? We're just going into a cave?
Are you not going to talk? You're not going to speak? One of those things?
Yeah, is it just you in there? Ooh. And if you're just in there alone, do you know how many days you're in there? Are you taking an iPad, a book? Are we able to reach you?
What?
Is there good
energy? It's 4 nights of complete darkness.
What? You going to Alaska?
Not Alaska, no. I've been to Alaska. That's a beautiful state. Beautiful. That's a lot.
Are you locked in?
Where is it?
You're not locked in. No, you can leave. If you can't do it, you can just walk out the door. But it's a darkness retreat. Wow. And I've had, a number of friends who've done it and had some profound experiences. And it's something that's been on my radar for a few years now. And I felt like it'd be awesome to do regardless of where I was leaning.
Okay. What do we make of all this? I don't know. I'm probably too hard on Aaron Rodgers, but he seems to be the ultimate, at least this is just for me. And this is opinion. Everything is opinion that we talk about. I don't know how much of a deep thinker or eccentric that he really is. To me, he comes across, and I could be dead wrong, he comes across as somebody that does things like this ayahuasca or whatever the heck he did last year where you throw up and you go to the bathroom and you just clean yourself all out, or this isolation retreat or whatever, not because he truly wants to do it or he finds this epiphany in it, but because he wants people to say, wow, this guy's really cool and eccentric and quirky. That's just what he comes across to me as. I don't know how out there he really is or how much he wants people to say, wow, that guy's different than everyone else.
Yeah, like I'm not a guy that's against anybody doing what they have to do to get their mind right. Like, you can do whatever you want. You're your own person. I don't judge you. You can do whatever you want. But this definitely screams, look at me. Look at me. I'm Aaron Rodgers. And don't look at what happened this year that I did on the field. And look at what I'm doing differently than everybody else so I can get my mind right. I mean, honestly, though, darkness, like, don't you think darkness is, like, the opposite of, like, getting your mind right? Isn't darkness kind of, like, bad? Like, whenever you're in a dark
place.
They say
it's supposed to deprive you of sensory distractions so you can find more within yourself. Aaron Rodgers likes to be different just for the sake of being different. That's what it is, I think. Look, if he feels like it works for him, fine. Like you said, Doran, I'm not going to begrudge anybody whatever their practices are to try and get in the right headspace, but it very much strikes me that Aaron Rodgers likes to be different just for the sake of being different.
I will. What a dope. I mean, it's just it's just big time. Look at me. Look at me. I'm Aaron Rodgers. I do things different. I was dating a girl who brushes her teeth with clay because, well, I'm Aaron Rodgers. Meanwhile, she was a Hollywood starlet, and he dated Olivia Munn. He's not counterculture. He is, in his mind, counterculture. He is everybody else. He is every, not to lump all you guys in a box store, he is every, I'm going to go out with the famous women, I'm going to do this. This guy's a fraud.
There's no chance he's retiring the same year as Brady either, because he can't go and stand on that Hall of Fame. He can't stand at the Hall of Fame the same time. Also, where's the energy, and I might be wrong here, but where's the same energy for the people that killed LeBron for the decision, saying it's all about him, it's all about people wanting to pay attention to LeBron. Oh, him and Jim Gray, and man, he's making a spectacle of this. Where's the same energy for people killing Aaron Rodgers that was there for LeBron? You know, people just blasted LeBron when he said, well, I'm going to do this. And then him and Jim Gray sat there. He sat in those studio chairs, and he said, well, I'm going home, or whatever decision it was that time. But people smashed LeBron. I'm not saying one's right or one's the other or one's wrong. But if you were out against LeBron, don't you have to be out against Aaron Rodgers?
For sure. I mean, for sure. I mean, he's obviously making it about himself, not making it about his team or the Green Bay Packers. I don't even think that – I personally don't think that he's going to play for the Green Bay Packers. I think he's going to go somewhere else. But if you're going to go out there and go against LeBron, what he did, you absolutely have to do the same thing with Aaron Rodgers. Now, isn't like a situation like this – see, like, whenever – whenever somebody does this and yes. it's extravagant, doesn't that mean, and tell me if I'm wrong here, doesn't that mean that things are going bad or not going good? It's almost like rehab, right? What are you rehabbing? What is so bad? Is it bad in Green Bay? Is your life bad? Like, what is going on?
Right. Why do you need that extended amount of time to come to a decision that should probably come back to you or right. come to you pretty quickly?
Right. Like, this isn't like it's football.
Well, because again, it's all about look at me. It's all about Aaron Rodgers keeping himself in the conversation because, you know, all of this is calculated. It's so calculated down to dropping a little comment about the Raiders during that Pro-Am golf tournament over the weekend. He knows exactly what he's doing at every turn in order to keep people engaged with him and his story so that there will be talk about him. That's all this comes down to. I'm going to be the guy that's different. I'm going to be the guy that tells you about ayahuasca. I'm going to be the guy that tells you about a darkness retreat. Oh, I heard the Raiders are interested. I mean, it's classic look at me behavior.
I don't begrudge any player taking their own destiny into their own hands and doing whatever they think is best for them. So LeBron James, I had zero problem with it. Actually, I loved it because he ripped the hearts out of Cleveland in a way that Pittsburgh could never do. So I did dig that portion of it. It's the same thing for me with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, make the decision that's best for you. You haven't won a championship since 2010. There's been a lot of underachieving. If you think a change of scenery is needed, okay, by all means. And if you feel like being in a dark box is what gets you there, whatever. But I don't begrudge anybody for doing what they want to do. I do think he's a liar and a loser and a fraud, but hey, make your own decision. I'm not going to kill you for trying to get out of Green
Bay. Well, some people say, well, LeBron got killed because he turned his back on his home. LeBron was not killed just for the decision to leave. LeBron got killed for the process, for making it a TV, made-for-TV thing, mm-hmm. for protracting it out, for doing that, for not just... So people are saying... Some people who say, well, LeBron got crushed for leaving Cleveland. No. He got crushed when he announced that he was doing the decision.
Yeah, for the way he left
Cleveland. For just the spectacle of it. Mm-hmm. Where's that same energy for Aaron Rodgers? It's cute because it's on Pat McAfee's show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
because he's a hippie weirdo.
Right. Yeah. And he really isn't. That's the other thing. I got nothing personal against the guy. But here's what Aaron Rodgers is. Aaron Rodgers is the guy whose friend had an extra Grateful Dead ticket, and he went and bought one tie-dye and heard Touch of Grey and tells people he's a deadhead. And he's not.
But
he's
got
not.
That hemp poncho,
right,
Colin.
But he thinks he is. And that's the part that's so weird to me. Like, if he was truly immersed in this lifestyle, in this thing, he'd be a lot more like Jay Cutler or whatever. Isn't that the dude that just, like, went off? If you're really immersed in something, you do something like Pat Tillman did,
mm-hmm.
and you just roll out.
Or or if you're immersed in all of this sort of alternative medicine, if you want to call it that, the ayahuasca and the darkness retreat, I understand. He agrees to go on Pat's show. Pat asks some questions. The guys ask him questions, and he's just answering them, right? But wouldn't you be more reclusive if you were truly trying to find peace, right?
Why tell everybody?
Well, right. Exactly.
Just see you when you get back.
Yeah. Right. I'll get back to you in March or whenever I got to let Green Bay know what I'm doing, and then we'll move on from there. I'd like to have time for myself. You don't need to tell us that you want to have time for yourself 4 days in a dark room. Just go take the time for yourself.
He's the phoniest of phonies, yeah. I think. I mean, again, I could be wrong. I'm paid to give my opinion. That's my opinion on Aaron Rodgers. Phoniest of phonies.
And he's a terrible underachiever as well, because before Patrick Mahomes was walking this earth in a Kansas City Chiefs uniform, a lot of folks said this is the most talented quarterback to have ever lived, and my man's gone to one Super Bowl. He's won one championship, and I realize it's a team sport, no question, but if you're that good, and he won back-to-back MVPs as an old man, basically, if you're that good, you got to get back there again. So I think he's fraudulent on the field and off the field.
Did Brady do something of the same thing like this past year whenever he left for 2 weeks and went on a vacation, quote-unquote vacation? Is this like – is Brady somewhat enabling Aaron Rodgers?
Maybe, but Brady got a lot of rings.
Yeah.
And Brady, I think his was more of a power play on Bruce Arians, right? He wanted to get the perfect situation for himself if he was going to come back.
The Packers don't even know if they want Rodgers back. That's the other thing. It's not like you have an organization that is like, man, we really want you. We really need you. Do we even know that organizationally they want Aaron Rodgers back?
I don't think they do.
Right. Right.
I don't think they do.
There would be nothing better than him disappearing in a cave for 4 days in the darkness and coming out, and Brian Gutekunst goes, no, you're good.
What did you do all that for?
Yeah, you're good. We got Jordan Love over here.
Yeah, I mean, he's held that organization hostage for a couple of years now. And this year, finally, there were diminishing returns.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. The whole act, look, God bless Pat McAfee for milking this. God bless him for getting all those hits, and God bless him for getting him as a guest and making a ton out of this. He has absolutely started from the total bottom and made a gigantic career out of this. I don't begrudge Pat one bit or any of the dudes that work with him. They are absolutely great, and they are on top of our field. But Aaron Rodgers is fake.
Mm-hmm.
Fake as can be. Good on them for getting him, though, and keep milking this train.
Yeah.
But
it
is...
It's great for their show.
How long could you spend in a dark room with nothing else? 4 days? Nothing?
But the sun's going to come out, so it's just overnight.
Is it?
Oh, I think it's 4 days sensory deprivation.
No, you can't. I mean, you can't. How do you see? How do you go to the bathroom? How do you eat?
These are all wonderful questions.
I think that's part of the thing.
That's why it's not real.
You don't have to eat for 4 days.
You don't have to eat for 4 days. This guy's, how big is Aaron Rodgers? He can't starve himself for 4 days.
Didn't he say they like slide food through a slot or something?
I think that they do, yeah.
Wait, so solitary. It's all day?
For four days?
It's multiple days.
It's an internal room with no windows.
Total darkness.
Mm-hmm. Just go to jail.
You do get to see eventually because your rods and cones get all worked out in your eyes. Like, it ain't that dark forever. Your eyes adjust.
I question that he's even doing this.
Yeah.
I mean, I really do. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge, Jeep Ram, Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Big event in sports last evening. Gigantic event in sports, actually. We get into that. And Crowley, you were spooked. You were. You saw something on the news this morning. We were watching. By the way, our young lady that was on ABC Overnight News has disappeared. Has she been kidnapped?
It is devastating news.
Yes, there was one of the best-looking people that Crowley has ever seen. That used to be on the overnight news. We don't even know what her name is. I don't know what her name is. She disappeared, though, like 2 weeks ago. She's not been on the news since. Anyway, we were watching that show. Something came on that television station as we were getting ready for the show today, and you went, I am afraid of that, but I think it serves a great function. We'll tell you what that is coming up in just a little bit. Midweek Morning Mouth Off, 7:45. Who you got to win the Super Bowl? Let's have a nice chat about that. Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. QC Kinetics there for you right now. Your body hurts, right? Your shoulders, your knees, your elbows, your hips, all of it. QC Kinetics wants to help you out. Powerful healing agents, highly concentrated from your own body. They can all be treated, your shoulders, your elbows, your hips, with natural biologics from your own body. QC Kinetics is the place. Two great locations right here in Western Pennsylvania. Joint pain doesn't just keep you from doing what you love. It affects your job, your relationships, simple things like getting dressed in the morning. If you're tired of steroid shots that don't work, or if you're trying to avoid surgery, call QC Kinetics and do that right now. Schedule your free consultation. Learn about these exciting new cutting-edge treatments for pain caused by arthritis or injury. No drugs, no pain meds, no downtime, no surgery at all. It's all natural treatment that can get you lasting relief. People, they're here and they're raving about the results. Robinson and in Cranberry, again, two great local locations. 724-201-4230, 724-201-4230.
Pitt Panthers men's basketball victorious last night, 91-57. Over the Louisville Cardinals, the Pens beat the Avs in overtime 2-1 on a Chris Letang goal. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Headlines powered by Bowser Subaru. The big game is this Sunday, Philly and Kansas City. Get in on all the action for the big game in Arizona with the Bet Park Sportsbook and Casino app. It's the only sportsbook and casino app that I recommend. Bet live during the big game. Bet on more than the score. Bet on player performances for touchdowns, passing, and receiving yards. Bet on who scores first. Bet the halftime score. Bet on individual touchdown scores and interceptions. New users can get up to $750 in sportsbook bonus back if your first bet isn't a winner. That's right, $750 back if your first bet isn't a winner. Download the app right now. The Bet Park Sportsbook and Casino app must be 21 in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. See betparks.com for full terms and conditions. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, I'm told on the text line here that the person that you're in love with is Rhiannon Alley, A-L-L-Y. That's her name. And she's now work at E-Interview. She works for E, and she's interviewing people, Crowley. She's shifting.
That is our girl. I just looked her up.
Yeah, that's her. So happy career movement for her, but we do miss her on the overnight news. All right, here we go. LeBron did this.
Looking for James. He's got it. Coming to the end of the third quarter. LeBron James, a shot at history. And
TNT, LeBron now, LeBron with Shaq.
I said at the beginning of the show, I wish that I would have had this moment, the chance to pass up Kareem. You now pass up Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I know what my attitude would have been. Does this now make you the greatest player of all time? Are you now the GOAT?
You know, I'm going to let everybody else, decide who that is or just talk about it. But it's great barbershop talk. I want to hear you say
listen,
it,
big
Bron,
fella,
Bron.
Listen, big fella.
I want to hear you say it, Bron.
Me personally,
say it with your chest, Bron.
I'm gonna take myself against anybody that's ever played this game. But everyone's gonna have their favorite. Everyone's gonna, decide who their favorite is. But I know what I've brought to the table. I know what I bring to the table every single night, and what I can do out on this floor. So. I always feel like I'm the best to ever play this game, but, there's so many other great ones, and I'm happy to just be a part of their journey.
All right, rather diplomatic answer. Nice answer from LeBron. There it is. He's now the leading scorer. Is he the best player ever, though? I don't know.
I don't think so. He may be the best ever, or right now, but he's not the greatest. The greatest is Michael Jordan. People feared Michael Jordan. People feared that Michael Jordan could do anything at any moment to win a basketball game. LeBron, to me, he is the best right now, and he's accomplished a lot. But Michael Jordan, whenever he was on the court, he was feared that if he had the ball in his hands whenever it counted, he was going to make that shot, or he was going to make that pass, or make his team go to the next level. And I don't know if LeBron has that all the time. Sometimes he does, but I don't know if he has it all the time.
I wish I could argue with a single thing you said, Doran, but you're absolutely spot on. Jordan did it in what amounted to like the equivalent of 11 seasons, too. And LeBron, which is part of LeBron's greatness, as long as he's played, has done it over a much longer time. Two less titles. For my money, it's Jordan as well.
LeBron James is 38 friggin' years old, and he's still playing at a high level. I mean, that to me is what, for me at least, separates him as the greatest of all time. Because it's not only that he has done it as well as he's done it, it's that he continues to do it now. There's a Tom Brady element to all of this.
Well, you know what else there is? You know what else? And I do think LeBron is the greatest of all time. But what I think there is I don't want to hear any people that keep – because look at LeBron playing deep into his career. Look at other people right now playing deep into their career. Guys are playing longer. I don't want to hear people bellyache about these healthy days off because it's working. It really is. The way the coaches are going about this, and it started with San Antonio when they made their runs and what Popovich was doing with those guys. Sorry about your tickets. Sorry about your luck. Sorry about what you're not getting. But whenever you look at this load management, you have guys playing deeper into their careers. You do, especially the big-time guys.
Yeah, but can't you say something for like the Michael Jordans that didn't have that had to play every single night and play in an era that was way, way, way tougher than it is
That's
now?
My whole point, though. They didn't have to. They really didn't have to. Their coaches – we know so much more about the body now that people are applying logic to – Do I have to grind out every single night to get to where I ultimately want to be? It's not about winning a game in October or whatever, or early December. It's about winning a championship.
I think there's something to be said for both sides. To your point, Colin, they didn't know 20, 25 years ago, 30 years ago, about the way they could aid recovery and make yourself ready for May and June. And guys, you could also argue the killer instinct of a guy like a Michael Jordan is what made him want to go out there and beat the Nets in New Jersey on a Thursday night in November. It was that killer instinct. But I also think that LeBron James isn't a 19-time All-Star if we haven't learned something about the way the body recovers and we manage it better.
I just can't imagine being in a room and a coach walking in and tell Michael Jordan he's not playing that night. Michael Jordan look at him and be like, you're fired tomorrow because I'm playing tonight. It's just a different mentality than it was then than it is now. And guys, like, you walk in the room now and you tell a guy he's not playing. He's like, all right, cool. I'm going to go sit in the cold tub. I'm going to get on my phone and record a TikTok. Back then, Michael Jordan would have annihilated you if you told him he wasn't playing against the
Nets. But if Michael Jordan had played 10 fewer games for 10 years at a time, would his greatness have been extended for another 3 or 4 championships?
One thing that always jumps out at me, too, is in watching their style of play, LeBron's 4 inches taller than Michael Jordan.
And 50 pounds bigger.
I know. What LeBron does, and this can't be argued, I don't think, what LeBron gets out of a big body is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. There are times LeBron plays like he's 6'2".
Mm-hmm.
And that is scary.
He could play like a center, and he could play like a point guard.
Yep. If LeBron walked in this room, he'd be the biggest dude that ever walked in this room.
Mm, oh, my goodness.
I mean, well, Villanueva, I think, has been in here. But other than that, that's it. You'd go, oh, my gosh, is he – he's the biggest guy that ever walks into 90% of the rooms that he walks into.
No doubt. No doubt.
That – if you see him in person, you go, that guy is gigantic, and he faces the basket and shoots the basketball from where he shoots it from. And that's not just the modern-day NBA. Like, he was ahead of that when he was young.
When he was 22, he averaged 30 points a game. He's 38. He's averaging 30 points per game because he gets it done a myriad of different ways. I mean, that is insanity.
You want an elbow jumper? You want a three? You want him to back you down? I'm not saying
you want a tomahawk on your face?
Right.
Imagine Karl Malone doing what – I mean, that's the same size human.
Right.
So as the game has evolved, so has the position. Now, it evolved, I think, with the Bulls. You did see one of the first guys ever – Tony Kukoc really was like one of the first guys. He was 7 feet. He was facing the basket.
Right.
And people were like, wait a minute here.
This guy could shoot.
Yeah, right?
He's that big.
And the European influence has forced the American basketball player to not put the biggest guy in the post all the time and have that guy handle the basketball. But that's the one thing. It doesn't put him over the top, but that's what blows me away. He's 4 inches taller than Michael Jordan.
I think for what you said, though, the difference with the Karl Malone comparison is they are the same size, but I know one thing. LeBron would think twice about driving to the hoop if Karl Malone was standing out there because Karl Malone would take his legs off.
But could Karl Malone stand out on the perimeter and drill him from
three?
He
didn't have to. The game was different.
And I think LeBron doesn't have to drive on Karl Malone because he can drill him from 20 feet.
Just saying, he would think twice about going in the lane. I know Michael Jordan did.
It's a hell of a discussion. And then where's Bill Russell here? You know what I mean?
That's a great
– like, where is he? He played on great teams, sure. He got it done every single night. With Spartan travel. I mean, not like this.
With no threes.
Yes.
No threes. Yep.
And just catching people's shots. Like, don't get anywhere near the rim. And again, it wasn't traveling in luxury the way that it is now. And the medicine wasn't what it is either. So it's such an unbelievable argument. It really is. Midweek Morning Mouth Off, 15 minutes from now. Who you got in the Super Bowl? Let's make a great argument out of this. Crowley saw something on TV that absolutely shook him. Earlier today, we need to discuss that. Shendorovich, and Fishman, there for you right now. 1-888-98-TWINS. You got it? It's 1-888-98-TWINS. It's tax time. Listen, let me put it in these terms for you. 25% or 40%. Let's say somebody knocks on your door, the tax man, that is, and says, you want to pay 40% in taxes or 25%? What do you got here? Nobody in their right mind would say they want to pay 40% in taxes. No, they'd want to pay 25% in taxes. Same thing with legal fees. You want to pay as little as you can, but still get great representation. Well, you get that with Shendorovich, and Fishman. Their fee, 25%, when so many firms want to charge you 40%. You go with them. Shendorovich, and Fishman. 1-888-98-TWINS. They got your back.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Not your wallet. All right, what did you see on television? Because we both looked up and went, huh, it's interesting.
One of those robot little tiny car things that deliver Uber Eats.
But this one was different. We saw one not long ago, right, that was about as big as an igloo cooler. And they've been making their way all around the country and in different places, different, you know, Dallas, places like that. And at Los Angeles, New York City, even in Pittsburgh, they had one in Oakland, I think. They were about as big as an igloo cooler with wheels. This was as big as a golf cart.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And what it was, it had a license plate on it. I believe it was a Texas license plate. They were trying it out and test trying this thing. And it would picture when you go to a golf outing, the beverage cart, right?
Yep.
And this had like compartments in it. And it pulled right up into your driveway or on your street, right up in front of your house, and you got a message. And you came out, and you flipped up, and you typed in a code. It had different compartments in it, probably 10 compartments, five on each side, that were, I don't know, a foot by a foot, okay? And you opened it up. You typed in the code, the punch code, like a little locker box. Opened it up. Your Uber Eats was in there. Huh. And that thing was driving, automated on the road.
Jeez.
He said to me, he goes, I trust that thing better than that kid who just smoked a joint that's driving around, 19 years old, flying around listening to heavy metal music, delivering my pizza.
Long fingernails, probably yeah. Picking his nose, maybe his girlfriend's in the back seat. Yeah, I trust the robot a lot more because all that happens then, I would imagine, is the place you order from, they send someone out, put it right in the damn thing, drives to your house. No snot-nosed kids touching my food. I actually think it's better. It's freaky technology, but I think it's better this way.
Would you trust to get in that and let it drive you somewhere? Because that's probably next.
Nah.
Yes, absolutely.
You would?
Oh, totally. 1,000%. So 1,000% of trust driverless cars. 1,000%.
I wouldn't be able to relax. I just wouldn't. My hands would be on the saddle.
Yeah. I am convinced that by the time it gets to market, it is safe.
Hmm.
Yes. But that delivery thing.
Like
that
the Titanic?
I mean. Well, that was different. I mean.
That big old blimp that exploded?
No, I'm telling you, this is for food delivery and for pills especially. That's the thing. There are so many people that can't get out that need to get medicine and that can't get out. Like, you think of Meals on Wheels and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't help all the way because they can't even make it to their driveway sometimes. But for stuff like that, this helps. That it's got to be in the technology.
I'm down with this. I mean, it's fine because I don't have to really interact or be a part of it. So I'm down with it. You could deliver my food however way you want to. I don't have to be a part of that process.
Wait till it asks you for a tip.
Yeah, I was going to say, how quickly does it get there too? Like, is it
was going like the speed limit, this thing.
It was cooking.
Yeah, it was. And again, it looked like a golf cart. It was about as big as a golf cart. And it drives in it and it drove on the street. And so, obviously, it was all geocoded. Like, everything mm-hmm. was mapped out, and it could tell. And it had a signal, and it turned, and it pulled right up on the curb of this person's house, and they got a message, a text message, your food is here. The person went out. It typed into this, like, locker box like they have. Boop, opened it up. There was a big Uber Eats bag in there, pulled it out. You would think it's heated or cooled.
I was
going to
say.
Yeah, that's key.
It's going to keep it fresher than the 1985 Buick LeSabre that my food normally gets delivered in. Like, this is great. I don't love ordering food for that reason. Like, I don't.
Interacting with people, not your bag.
It's not the talking to people at the front door, although I don't love that either, and the dogs barking. It's more just, It's an extra human. It's an extra set of hands on my stuff.
Mm. It's human interaction you don't need?
That part's not terrible. I mean, depending on who it is at the door, but I just don't want an extra human touching my stuff. And then the robot, I get to walk out and go to it, and it'll shoot it out to my hands. Meanwhile, if Uber Eats gets delivered, 9 times out of 10, they'll knock on your door, leave it, and then I open the door and knock the food over because they put it right smack dab on your right on your doorstep.
I've gotten Uber Eats one time in my life. That's it.
Probably knocked it over with your door?
Nah, it was okay. When I order, a lot of the places I order from still have like their own delivery people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like they're like neighborhood pizza kind of places, and the person is an employee of that place.
Mm-hmm. What happens when people start to jack these delivery things though?
Like, well, isn't that going to become a thing? Well, at least the person's not in jeopardy now, right?
Yeah, I think that's true. They're less apt to, one, hit them because you got to really pry open. It's like stealing an ATM. It's hard to do.
True.
That's number one. Number two, there's no human that's in danger.
There shouldn't be any money on these things, right?
Right, because everything is, through your phone, through your app. I love it. Bring them. Have it happen. And you could probably get more places.
You got to figure, too, like, you said you don't like an extra human touching your food, right? I mean, what about the humans?
Keep your hands off of my stuff.
I've made peace with my food needs to be cooked by a human, and somebody's going to need to transfer it into the package. I don't need to invite any more people into the party.
But nobody's actually touching the food. They're just touching the bag.
I don't know that.
It's
some guy on Uber Eats that never meets anybody at the parent company that just, what, do they even, do you even have to put your resume out there?
Or is he driving down the street eating your chicken nuggets?
Plus, too, I think it can defray some of these costs because that mechanism, that vehicle looked to be electric.
Boogie.
Absolutely. I'm into this. I might order food more if it was from, and I do wonder what the radius is. Like, if it still just delivers from the places that you would normally get delivery from.
If the radius is bigger,
that's a game changer.
Yes, that's
like unbelievable. If you could get food from places you used to eat in Oakland.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, in college.
Right.
That would change your game.
That would change
like
the game.
If you're like, give me some Pamela's in the morning. Yeah. It's on for you.
If you could give me Jimmy Wan's from Cranberry.
Yes.
I'm in.
Imagine that cooking down the parkway.
Yeah.
Just this little tiny cooler
like
on
going
wheels.
To Doran's house.
Yeah.
I got the... You ever seen one of those boats that you row on North Park Lake? Well, I got one of those full of sushi. Yes. Let's go.
If it do that,
changes the radius, I don't know. It still has to go point to point, though. Like, that's the thing. So, I'm in for it. But give it to me. I got to look up the story and tweet it out, though. All right, Midweek Morning Mouth Off, your call's next. This one's simple. We want good, hard opinion and reason behind it. Who you got in a Super Bowl? 412-928-9370. Who you rooting for and why? That's next. Midweek Morning Mouth Off. Straight away. Fan Morning Show.
Yeah, it's Oren here, and I've been trying to get back into my workout routine, but my feet were absolutely killing me. So first I got fitted for new shoes. That didn't help. Went back to the shoe store, bought different insoles. That wasn't it either. Turns out that neither my shoes nor my insoles were the problem. It was my arch support or lack of it. So I went to the Goodfeet store. I met with Lori. I told her about the pain I've been having. She gave me a personal fitting, and see, that's the key right there. It's not one size fits all at the Goodfeet store. I got arch supports that fit my feet to help my pain. I walked around the store, and I'm like, yes, this is absolutely it. This is going to alleviate the pain that I've been having in my back, my knees, my hips, my ankles, all of the above. Thank goodness I found the Goodfeet store because I was struggling. The Goodfeet store changes people's lives 2 feet at a time. They have locations in Cranberry and in Robinson. Get your personal fitting and see what the Goodfeet store can do for you.
Pittman's basketball put it on Louisville last night, 91-57. Pens beat the Avs 2-1. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Headlines powered by Bowser Subaru.
All right, here we go. This year, the only app you need, Super Bowl Party, FanDuel. Partnership with Valley Forge, America's #1 sportsbook. Download FanDuel right now. Use promo code FAN, F-A-N. so you can bet Super Bowl 57, no sweat first bet. You get up to $3,000 back. Bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win.
FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 93.7 The Fan, letting you bet on everything from the money line to the spread to the total to anytime touchdown scorers, passing, rushing, receiving props. It's all in there. So download the app today if you haven't yet and plug in our promo code FAN, F-A-N. And your first bet is a no-sweat first bet, up to $3,000 back in bonus bets if it doesn't win. Come on, what better time of year than with Super Bowl 57 to get in on the action? If you already have the FanDuel Sportsbook app, log in today and get ready for the big game. Best of all, when you win, you get paid your winnings instantly. Plug in our promo code FAN, F-A-N, for that no-sweat first bet. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21+ and present in PA, first online real money wager only. $10 deposit required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Ray Fittipaldo, top of the hour. Some Penguin talk in the 8 o'clock hour as well, and it's Wednesdays with Whaley. So, Doug Whaley, we'll talk to him through the whole 9 o'clock hour. Oh, and I have some very big intel on this Bubba Pizza thing that's happening on Friday in our office. Star 100.7. Huge intel. But right now, it's midweek morning mouth off. We've infused this into our show. It's a gigantic hit. People love it. People love being part of it. People love having this time, this place, halfway through the week, 7:45 or so on a Wednesday. We serve as your sounding board. We throw out a question, and we want you to give us a good, hard answer to it. We open up the phones. 412-928-9370. Question this week. It's simple. Why muddy it up? Who you got in the Super Bowl and why? Who are you rooting for? Not who you think is going to win. Who are you rooting for? Why do you want this team to win? 412-928-9370. Mr. Adam Crowley, let's hit it. Who we got?
Oh, this is a big one, boys. Coach Ed.
Oh, Coach Ooh. Ed. Coach Ed in Florida. Coach Ed, you are the absolute best, my man. Who do you got in this Super Bowl? Who are you rooting for? Let's go.
Listen, don't listen to all them prognosticators you always got to have on your show. This is what's going to happen. This isn't even close. Philly is just too damn physical. I hate to say it because I hate the city, but this is going to be like the Broad Street Bullies from the 70s. They're bringing a big bag of knuckles. They're going to run the ball down their throat. Jalen Hurts is like a power back. I don't know how long he can keep that up for his career. They're going to stack the box, and then those green corners for KC are going to get smoked by A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. And then when we flip to the other side of the ball, Philly got defensive linemen for days, including our man Javon Hargraves out of South Carolina State, throwing his shell's alma mater. Philly's just too damn big, too damn physical, and Mahomes is going to lose again. This dude's going to go down in his career like LeBum James. He's going to go like 2-6 in championships. He's just going to get beat up, and that's that.
Coach Ed coming strong.
Wow.
And that is not amped up accent. That is exactly how Coach Ed just talks. 412-928-9370 is that number. Who are you rooting for in a Super Bowl? Who do you got in this matchup? Crowley.
LeBum James, you could have gone Aaron Rodgers. How about Reese in the Hill District?
Go, Reese.
Good morning, fellas. So, I'm going with Philly. I'm going with Mr. Ed said. Too strong of a running game. And just like Colin said earlier, when you get inside the 10, it's going to be Sanders or Hurst all day. And KC can't handle that physicality, as they said. So, Mahomes going to be scrambling in the pocket. Javon Hargrave is going to smash him. Reddick going to smash him. I predict Philly, 35. KC, 22.
There we go.
Nice.
Reese in the Hill.
Nice.
Physical. People are just absolutely on this physical tip with the Eagles, that they're much more physical. I think they're very physical on the defensive side. Are they that physical on the offensive line? They're going to beat them up like that?
Oh, yeah. Best offensive line in the league. Oh, yeah. Physical. They like to bring it.
Man.
Nice.
Reese,
two Phillies.
Little smash mouth. 412-928-9370 is that number. That's 412-928-9370. Midweek morning, mouth off. Let's go. Who you got in a Super Bowl?
Brian Mount Pleasant.
Hi, Brian.
Hello, are you there?
Nope.
Nope. Okay, you are there. I got Kansas City. There is no way I'm ever rooting for Philadelphia. We should give that city back. Or not back. Give it to New Jersey, because what are we going to do? Start rooting for the Flyers next? I should say the Flyer. Philly sucks, and that's all there is to it. There's no way I'll ever root for them. And that's all I got to say.
That's all you got.
All right.
Thank you, sir. That's a good call. I like that. Good one. Why are you laughing? So you're laughing. You can't even breathe back there, Crowley.
The last two callers, they have no regard for our eardrums. Just pure screams.
412-928-9370. Crowley's lining them up. Bunch of calls coming in right now. Who do you have in the Super Bowl? Who are you rooting for and why? I from a rooting interest, I want Kansas City to win, but I don't think they're going to win.
Yeah, I'm kind of there too. That's where I'm at right now.
I'd like Mahomes to get one, but I don't think, or to win the Super Bowl this time, but I don't think they're going to. Who we got, Crowley? Speed it up. Come on.
Angela Beachview.
All the best. Hello, Ange. How's everything? How's your health? Everything good?
Tip-top shape. Thank you very much.
There we go.
All right. I have a dichotomy going. I'd say Philly's going to win. They got it in the trenches, which is where it counts. Kansas City limped to where they were, no pun intended. So I think Philly would crush them. However, conspiracy theorist that I am, Brady, the you-know-who, I don't like, has retired. The NFL likes their money, likes their golden boys. So Mahomes and Kelce is going to replace Brady and that big jerk Gronk. And, yes, by hook or by crook, Kansas City's going to take it because that's what the NFL wants.
That's what
there
the NFL
is.
It's part of the script.
Yep.
One more, let's take it.
I love that the entire time she's tight-roping, not cussing on the air.
I love it, too.
Dave in Indiana.
Go, Dave.
Guys, what's wrong with all these yinzers? Who cares if Philly's going to win or not? This is about who you want to win, and it's Kansas City. Because Philadelphia needs to drop off. We need to move it out of this Commonwealth, give it to Jersey, and make this state proud. I mean, how can you root for anything from Philadelphia? Backyard or the Broad Street Bullies, it's ridiculous. They got to go. Casey, like them or not, go Chiefs, and Philly, go away.
Yes, thank you much. It sounded like that guy was totally winging it. He had no idea what he was going to say until he got on, and then just
stage fright.
Kind of, he did have stage fright.
I can relate.
See the man with stage fright just standing up there to give it all his might. Ray Fittipaldo, top of the hour. You can relate. You get stage fright?
No, not stage fright, but turning the microphone on and having no idea where I'm going.
There we are. Yes, you can hear that 5 a.m. tomorrow with the early show. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Silverado's, Colorado's back in stock. Great selection. Stop in online too, SunChevy.com. NFL.com. Cloudy, high in the mid-40s.
That's the weather.
All right, you heard that weather. That's the kind of weather where you go, oh, I'm really aching. Oh, my joints, my bones, they hurt. QC Kinetics wants to help you out. They truly do. Hips, shoulders, elbows, all of it. Learn about exciting new cutting-edge treatments from QC Kinetics for pain caused by arthritis and injury. No drugs, no pain meds, no downtime, no surgery at all. Listen, it's time, and it's time right here in West.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.